Welcome to the Energetic Radio Podcast. My name is Dale Sowerbottom. Each week, I'll bring you inspirational guests who will help you bring fun, energy, and purpose into your lives. Let the show begin.
Welcome to episode number 328 with Yana Hempler. Now, Yana's got an incredible story where she was debilitated by illness and from being a runner, so she is a long-distance runner, how hard that was, because when you take away something from people that particularly they really need it, all right, you see that a lot of time with athletes when they retire from sport or even when people retire from work, and that's just a general job, that you lose that purpose or the thing that just gets your heart singing. And she talks about how she overcome her illness and, more importantly, how she's put that behind her now so she can continue doing her runs and backing them up for charity. It's a really powerful chat, and this is the golden nugget from it. So really enjoy this chat with Yana Hempler.
So what I've learned about the human body is that the human body adapts to the pressures that it's being put through, or the pressures that are being put upon it. So the human body just keeps, you know, getting used to it. And so I want to say that at the end of that, I actually got really used to it. And it got better overall. And I know that it's kind of hard for some people to believe that that happened, but it's like I've experienced it. And I've also heard other people who have done consecutive marathons experience something similar. And of course, you know, I had to learn how to eat more and consume more calories. And I learned that, you know, that no matter what, burgers and pizza are still my favorite foods. And, you know, recovery is very important. But the fact that I was still able to work after each day of running was also a big plus for me as well. So I didn't really have to take any time off work as well for that. So it was awesome.
Wow. So you were running a marathon and still working?
Yes, I still worked after that. But my work is on the computer, so it's all good because I didn't have to stand or lift anything for work. I was just, I work on the computer, so.
Still, to have that mental capacity after running a marathon, knowing you have to recover, working, going to sleep, and then getting up and doing it again, that's so impressive. Do you think, I know when we talk about, you know, being accountable or, you know, not wanting to let somebody down, do you think that played a big part in it as well? You know, that you set a goal and that you didn't want to let anyone down, I suppose, and you were doing it for such a good cause. How much did that motivate you?
That motivated me very much because I knew that I was honoring Dennis Hoy, which is a gentleman who passed away in the hospital while he was making a donation to my previous fundraiser. So I wanted to honor him, and I didn't want to let him down if he is watching from above, if you can believe that. And I also didn't want to let the Victoria Hospitals Foundation down, as well as the media too, who were, you know, following my story and who were sharing my story. And I thought, well, I wouldn't want them to share the next thing being like, oh yeah, Yana quit at day 15 or wasn't able to cut it on day 20 or something like that. And it's like, and also like for all the people who donated to my cause, they were supporting me. And I had to make sure that I keep supporting them.
Yeah. So true. And I love that. I think anybody doing anything, if you're doing it with somebody else or you're accountable, you're so much more inclined or likely to, you know, stick with it and get through it. So obviously you went from 12 to 30. Have you got something crazy planned for the future, Yana? Because that's normally, I've spoken to a few people that, you know, are crazy runners, and it's like they just keep lifting the bar every single time and going higher and higher. Is this something you've got planned?
Right. So I did think of that. And actually, like, so I will tell you something, that in 2022, I was supposed to do something crazier than that. I was going to attempt to do the world record for females for most consecutive days running an ultra marathon distance. So the goal was to try to run 50 kilometers per day for more than, at the time, the record was 11 days. So I was trying to do 11 days. And, but unfortunately, just before starting, I got really, really sick. And I was unable to do it. And I didn't even start. It was that bad. Like, I had these really strange symptoms that came out of nowhere. And I wasn't sure if I was ever going to be running again. And I had to take a lot of time off work, and I had to take a lot of time off running. So between August 2022 and December 2022, I wasn't running. I wasn't able to think clearly. My brain was not working right, and my body was not working right either. So, like, I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't able to stand up straight for more than 30 seconds. And they couldn't really figure out what exactly was causing this, but it was just bizarre because every time I would get up, I would get really, really dizzy and almost like everything was spinning. And I couldn't figure out why. And then my best position was laying down. So I spent a lot of time laying down in those months. And I wasn't sure what was going on. And that actually brought on some depression and anxiety as well, because I wasn't able to do physical activity for such a long time. And I wasn't sure if it was ever going to get better.
Wow. So fast forward 6 months, how are you going? Like, have you obviously, you seem quite good now. You're up and about on the podcast. So that's obviously a good sign. You're not laying down while you're doing this. How have you recovered and how are you now?
Right, so now I'm a lot better right now because all the symptoms gradually disappeared. They did have to treat me for depression and anxiety because I really struggled with mental health too when this was all going on. If you can believe, like, anybody that's active that I've talked to, they said, I couldn't imagine going through what you went through because that would have basically got just about anyone depressed and anxious because they weren't able to do the things that they love to do. And so for a while there, I literally watched my good life be ripped out from underneath me. And that was difficult for me. But then thankfully, in the end of December, I started to feel a bit better. Like, I was noticing that I was able to sit up better, and then I started walking on the treadmill at my parents' place because I had to stay with my parents for the time that I was sick because I wasn't able to look after myself at all. So they were helping me out, and I was just like, on the treadmill, walking for 15 minutes, for 20 minutes. And I thought, how am I ever going to be able to get back to being able to run that far? And the record, well, I can forget about that for the next little while and just focus on recovery and focus on getting back to being able to run like I used to before. So then January 16th is when I went back to working, but I went back to work part-time while still recovering. And over time, I noticed that I was able to walk a little bit longer on the treadmill, and then I was able to run a little bit on the treadmill. So then I started to run, and lately I've been back up to half marathon distance for running. It's a bit slower than before, but at least I'm doing it, and that's what's more important for me, is just to be able to do it. And it almost doesn't even matter how fast I'm running right now. And what matters is that I'm able to do it, and I'm back to full-time work now too, which is awesome.
Love that. And I think exactly what you've just mentioned there, that just when something's taken away from you, when you rely on that so severely, then and you know you rely on it, but then when it's taken away, you actually realize, wow, this is something I need every single day. It must just be so liberating, Jana, every time you can run now that you get to do it again and that your body allows it.
Oh, absolutely. It really, really made me appreciate, everything that I have, because I spent a month in the hospital. So that was a lot longer than I'd wish for anybody to spend in the hospital, because it just felt like forever, and it felt like I was never getting out of there. So it was just to be able to run now is completely liberating, and it's just making me realize, how precious life is and how important it is, and the important role that people who work in healthcare do in our lives and how much of an impact they can make on all of our lives.